leadership sought after somebody to move up to plant manager, and with the great job that I have been doing, then I was moved up to plant manager, and I'm very happy about that. But here on the floor, we have some big shoes to fill. These shoes have to be filled, and they will be filled by Mr. John Sanders. Congratulations, John. You're our new lead hand.
Thanks.
How do you transition from being a peer to being a leader? I'm Greg Schenkel from Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, let's look at some of the top challenges and things that you want to pay attention to when you're making that transition and a promotion from being one of the workers to being the leader of the group. Now, when you ask people, why in God's name did you say yes to this promotion? The answers that we hear are pay, you know, I wanted a raise, which is important for me and my family. Many people will say it's a growth opportunity, or that they might want to make a difference, or they think there'll be an upgrade on the previous boss. And the reality, though, when you say yes to a leadership role, is you've decided now that you're going to be judged, measured on whether you can achieve results through others. Before being a leader, it was all on your work and what you produced. Now it's going to be on how you can get work done through a group of other people. And those people may have been your coworkers. So I've got a few ideas for how you can be more effective as you make that transition from peer to leader. Remember, it's about being friendly, but not friends. I hate to break it to you, but it's very difficult for you to be really close friends with the people who work for you. Inevitably, you'll be put in these conflict of interest situations almost, where you have to deliver criticism or correction to people that you also choose to hang out with after work. So if you've been best friends or buddy-buddy with some of the people on your team, it might work out if those are really, really tight friendships and relationships. But if they're more superficial or shallow, what you're going to find is they're going to try to take advantage of the relationship that they have with you, and you're going to find yourself holding back with them. So remember, friendly, but not friends. The second tip I have for you in making that transition is to keep people in the loop. The reality is, as you move into the leadership role, you might think as long as you know what's going on, that's good enough. We know that one of the top motivators for people, though, is that their leader keeps them in the loop, keeps them informed so they feel connected. It actually helps contribute to a sense of teamwork in your group. And you can't just keep the people you like in the loop. You need to keep everyone in your team in the loop, even the people that you find a little bit more annoying. So keep them informed, keep communicating with them. Let them know not only the things that affect your department and them directly, but some of the highlights of what's going on in the company, because they do care about the organization more than you think. My third tip here in the sequence is to avoid favoritism. Now, I get a lot of pushback on this when we're talking about it in our training workshops. Playing favorites, a lot of people say, hey, I play favorites, but it's based on who delivers results for me. And so the people that you can count on, you treat a little bit better than the people that you seem to struggle in terms of counting on them to deliver on their promises. The reality here is that you, by playing favorites, you actually disenfranchise the people who are not your favorites on your team. So what seems to be totally okay initially, that is, you're favoring the people who deliver results. The unfavorited people, so to speak, they're going to be pushing back against you. So let's avoid favoritism, try to treat everyone equally, give them equal airtime, responsibilities, and job assignments. My next tip for you, variety and challenge. A lot of leaders tend to give the same jobs to the same people all the time, and those people then get bored of that because they're looking for something new and different. Now, most of us don't need a large amount of variety and challenge, but we need a little bit. So you as the leader can ask people for their input, put them on a little different job assignment, cross-train them, right? All these things, and don't expect them to love you initially for all that, but in the end, you'll have a more motivated and engaged group. Next tip on our list, and it's the final one for today, is to address issues quickly. One of the things when you make that transition from peer to leader is you might tend to procrastinate those difficult conversations, or knowing you need to address something and then you don't, you hold back, thinking that in the end maybe the team will just fix it on their own. Sometimes procrastination pays off, but usually it's better to step in, say something, even if it causes a little agitation and a little bit of negative reaction initially. Your job as the leader is to address issues so they get corrected and fixed as soon as possible. So by doing that, you will end up transitioning to be one of the most effective leaders that those people on your team have ever had. But you need to take advantage of those tips that I shared with you in this video. And once you've mastered those tips, you might want to keep working on some of those ideas, and you can do that through our website at uniquedevelopment.com or engage in our social network. Stay connected, keep nourishing yourself on your leadership journey.